And third, tracking process for funding utilization. Exit clause. The next clause, which is possibly the most important from the investor's perspective, is exit clause. Why do investors invest in a business? Simple no-brainer answer to this is for a profitable return. And that will happen only if an investor is able to exit. Founders need to provide an exit to the investors at the end of 5 years through either an IPO or a secondary sale or an acquisition. At times, the minimum return expected by the investor is also clearly stated. Now, what happens if the founders cannot provide an exit to the investor? The investor will now go out in the market and start looking for a potential buyer. The investor comes across a buyer who's willing to buy 51% stake in the business, but the investor holds only a 10% stake in the company. In this situation, the investor can drag the founder along with him to sell the founder's 41% so that they can create a block of 51% to be sold to the interested buyer. This clause is known as the drag-along clause. While this clause will always be a part of the term sheet for a sizable investor, you can negotiate on a fall-away threshold for drag. While this clause will always be a part of the term